Thank you for joining me. Now, what are the potential issues with allegations being reported in the media rather than going through the police and the justice system?
Yes, well, thank you for asking me that. And everything I'm about to say has nothing to do with this individual. I don't think I've ever seen anything this individual's been in. And in the film A Man for All Seasons, the saint, Sir Thomas More, makes this point, the point I'm going to make, and the example he gives is the devil. So that's the worst type of person that Sir Thomas More could possibly imagine, literally Satan. And he says, even Satan deserves the protection of law. And this is true. And it's not necessarily the journalists themselves, but there was an immediate follow-up to the Times article, particularly on Twitter, where seemingly otherwise respectable individuals were announcing that they believed the individual guilty. They were conducting a trial by media. And a trial by media is, to do that, you step outside the rule of law. You shatter law itself. It's the greatest offence you can do to law. You're denying due process. It really is bad conduct. And frankly, I do link all this back to what happened in Parliament. They did voluntarily step outside the rule of law. But when you step outside the rule of law, Nana, I call it, it's like riding a tiger. It seems really fun. You're riding a massive man-eating tiger, and it's jolly fast. You're moving forward. It's eating people right in front of you, which is very exciting and dramatic. You've got the illusion that you're in control of where the tiger goes, and you're ignoring the fact that eventually you're going to fall off the tiger. And when you fall off the tiger, it's going to eat you. And every time humanity has stepped outside the rule of law, because humans do this, human civilization has done this quite a lot of times. Robespierre, there was a priest down in Italy who did this and ended up burned alive, when he'd run out of people to burn alive himself. When you step outside the rule of law, you are really shattering something that is very, very important to us. More important, probably, than any individual concern. And it used to be in this country, and I think it's still a constitutional need, that respectable people uphold the rule of law, that we don't risk prejudicing future trials, because that's really important too. I mean, if individual X is guilty, I want them found guilty. I mean, that's really important. But we do seem to increasingly, and you raised it, you don't have to think back many weeks or months before the last time we did this. And if we keep doing it, it is going to cross a line. And it's going to move from, you know, responsible journalism into trial by media and abandoning the rule of law. And it's just not a place I'll ever join you all, Anna. I'll stay here in my law library with the rule of law because it's not a safe place to be.
So in your view, then, what role should the media actually play then in holding powerful people to account? Because, for example, the issue with Jimmy Savile was that the media wouldn't talk about it.
The media have a really important role, and when people forget how our constitution works, and they go on about, I won't bore you, but they go on about there being three pillars of state. There aren't. The media is a very important pillar of the state, and the media works well when it works hand in glove with the other pillars of the state. What we can't get to is a position where the media is working on its own. We have a justice system. We have a police, you know, system. We have a means of investigating these allegations and bringing them to justice. The media can work hand in glove with them as a respectable part of the constitution. That's why, incidentally, Nana, that there is a press gallery inside the House of Parliament. That's an admission that the press are important in our society. I'm not saying they're not important, but what followed on from the press activity, so perhaps we're not even necessarily pointing at them yet, was the social media response.
Yeah.
And this idea that you must, to be a morally good individual in our society, you must immediately declare this individual guilty. Now, no. That's you've stepped outside the rule of law. You've gone somewhere very dark, and I'm not going with you. I'm not saying anyone's innocent. I'm defending due process
and
saying that it is valuable in itself.
Yeah, and that is something that people should all respect, actually. And in your view, why do you think people go to the media to air allegations like this or like any of the ones that we've spoken of before, rather than actually going to the police?
Well, humans will have infinite reasons for doing everything. And again, one of the ways that we are eroding due process is to look at intention. Yeah. You know, what was the intention that happened? We almost need to look past that. Are the police and authorities being involved is an important question. And then there's another important constitutional point. Then we all shut up because we don't want to prejudice a future trial. If there's going to be a future trial, it's constitutionally incumbent on us all to stay silent in order to make sure that a future jury is left inviolate and unable to do its duty with the facts it has is in a proper way. You know, that this is often thought of as a point of criminal law. It isn't. It's constitutional law. But in my area of law, because we got rid of juries, we often worry about it a lot less. We sort of have a view of, oh, well, the judge can deal with this. You know, if there's a few tweets, the judge isn't going to read them. You know, if there's a newspaper article, it's not going to sway a proper high court judge. You know, of course it isn't. And I accept that. But it does mean that we sort of treat this like a sort of criminal problem. It's not. It's fundamental to the administration of justice. And the administration of justice is fundamental to our state.
Yeah.
That's why without the rule of law, you get close to state collapse. That's what happened. It is that bad. I'm not being overly dramatic. In his famous speech, the fictional Sir Thomas More, you know, says that when the devil turns on you, that there will be a whirlwind. You know, if you've cut down, he uses the analogy, all the trees of England keep you safe. The laws are planted like trees. You cut them all down, you're not going to survive that whirlwind. And it is that dangerous. It is that risky. It's not fun.
Well, listen, Stephen, thank you so much for your insight. Really good to talk to you. That's Stephen Barrett. He's